when we were receiving further updates en route to the incident, our thoughts were immediately about, you know, what we're going to see when we get there. You know, we've had experience in the past of dealing with major incidents, but a train involving several casualties and possibly fatalities, it was quite nerve-wracking, I must admit. My first impression was how many ambulances, police and fire appliances were in the road leading up to the train station. It was like a massive car park for emergency vehicles. It was chaotic. There was hundreds and hundreds of members of public milling around. You know, all our colleagues in all the blue light services frantically getting equipment off their vehicles, rushing to the platform where the train had derailed and trying to, you know, treat and save people's lives. It was just absolute chaos. And the members of public, they were everywhere. And then we had to deal with the press that were turning up on the scene. There was dozens and dozens of press people turning up, and they were getting in the way. You know, they were hoarded back by the police so we could actually get in and treat the casualties. I cannot believe, you know, 10 years have gone that quick. But obviously, our thoughts are firmly with the families that were involved. You know, they lost their loved ones' lives and the injured. You know, and the community of Potters Bar, you know, they played a massive part in moving on from this tragedy.